council meeting for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018 at 6 p.m. is hereby called to order. I'd like to welcome everyone here today. I have no additions to the agenda tonight. Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, a motion to approve the agenda is circulated would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Frelick. Any discussion on the motion?
Question.
Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We have no presentations this evening. I would like to note that flags at Queensblyce and the Region of Queens offices are at half-mast due to the tragedy near Hubble in Saskatchewan. We have no petitions to table tonight. Are there any petitions to table? Second call for petitions. Third and final call for petitions. We have no petitions. We're now at 5.0, public question and comment session. Are there any members of the gallery who would like to speak this evening? Please state your name, your address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Probably shouldn't be tired of seeing me this third time here today or something. I promise you I won't stay long because I haven't been something yet. Anyway, it's Leon Robertson, College Street in Liverpool, and I can understand the procedure, not being able to speak with respect to the presentation of the budget way it's set up. Just have a couple quick comments. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the staff and the council the way they handled the budget today. Good, and one that you could easily understand, and it was, like I said, it was very well presented. One thing there is getting a little concerned, you've been there with respect to the tax rate, the increase from 2.5 in 1 to 12, districts 1 to 12, and 2 in number 13. And then I guess you're going to work it so you have just a 2% increase overall. But you must remember that in the district 13, which tax rate there is almost twice as much as what it is in the rural area. Now we do get more services, I guess, with streets and so on, but we can, in addition to that, we have to pay our own water and sewer bill, which I have no problem with. I lived in the town prior to that, I lived 32 years over in Hunts Point in the county, and I have no problem paying the water bill and so on. But anyway, I think you did a great job there, and hopefully we'll go forward pretty well as a percent, but I think you owe a little piece of money between now and the time that it's going to be. If I might, Mr. Chairman, I haven't used up my 5 minutes. I just wanted to mention in the budget there as well is Queensblyce there, and we were talking about that here today. And at the end of that, I know the deficit there this year is being projected at $595,000. Now, my question is, in addition to that, just for all, and I assume that it's attached to Queensblyce, is the debenture issue and the principal and interest. $231,000, that is the payment towards the Queensblyce facility itself over the amortized period of time, is that correct?
That is.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the two things that we're taking, which is taken into consideration in the each year, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Also, I notice you're going to be dealing here shortly with policies with respect to counselors, with respect to hospitality, what can be charged, and so on. And I know from the press and so on, we hear from time to time that not in this area, in some areas, there seems to be some real problems with what they charge and don't charge for the expenses. But it's not happening here, I'm sure of that. That'll tighten that up, I guess. And then we have the code of conduct for councilors. I think there's a published now, present one, is it? The code
there
of
is, Leon.
It's going to be updated as per the change in the Municipal Government Act. The only thing I was going to mention there, in the news today, not today, but in recent months, there's been so much with respect to harassment and this sort of thing, and I was wondering if there's anything in there to protect counselors with respect to harassment and so on that they have a code of conduct.
We have policies that cover harassment and other issues. This one.
I know there used to be, yes.
Yeah, we still have those. those bylaw, well, bylaws and policies. And this is an updating for requirements due to municipal government changes and such. So we're making sure that we keep up to date with what we're supposed to.
I just wanted to make sure that you were protected so that you had something covered for you.
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leon. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this evening? Well, thank you very much. We will move on now to 6.0, approval of minutes. The minutes, regular council, March 27th, 2018. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes that were circulated previously? Hearing none, a motion to approve the minutes as circulated would be in order. Approved by Councillor Fisk, seconded by Councillor Muse. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing this evening under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. Nothing under 8.0, economic development. Under 9.0, corporate services, we have 9.1, repeal of bylaw number 5, respecting the firing of guns. Who would like to take the lead on 9.1?
I can do that.
Councillor Kelly?
Sure. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queen's Municipality give first reading to bylaw to repeal bylaw number 5 respecting the firing of guns.
Seconded to that? Seconded by Councillor Johnson. Are there any questions to the information that was circulated on 9.1? Councillor Frill?
Not sure I fully understand it and how it affects events over the summer. Festivals and the King's Orange Rangers. Is there any connection to that at all?
CAO?
They would, so right now, they would get permission from somebody, I assume, to shoot off guns, and that would continue. They'd get the permission probably from the RCMP to do that.
Okay.
If they came to us, we might give them something, but it's not legal. And so this policy was in place from 1898 or 1897. Long ago outlived its existence with the province of the federal government taking the responsibility for guns and for weapons. There was a request, I know at the time of the nomination, to keep it on the books as a nice gesture, but we do on occasion get requests from the public who see it on our website and ask for permission, and we tell them we don't have the authority. They get a little annoyed that why do we have a bylaw and why do we have the advertising website without any authority to do anything with it. So this is simply just removing that from our website and from the books. Anybody wishes to use a gun legally, whether it's through festival events or other mechanisms, there's a certain protocol that the province and federal government has to follow in the past, and they'll continue to follow the same process going forward.
So is there something in writing that could say what the protocol is and who would approach? Because normally it's been in their past that they do for just the festival in general, including fireworks. So both of those would be affected. So,
my suggestion would be to go to the RCMP and give them that letter instead, and then they would sign off on off-writing those moves. Thank you. Those, not ornamental guns, but those, not sure what the terminology is, but
more of a firearm.
That's what I said. I don't know what the proper term is, but they're not firing live ammo, per se.
Any other counselor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Give us your names. Thank you. Moving on to 9.2, policy 3, hospitality. Who would like to take the lead on this? Councilor Fisk.
Recommendation that the Council of Region Queens Municipality approve policy 3, hospitality.
Seconded for that motion? Councilor Fancy. Are there any questions of councillors or comments on this item that was circulated with the agenda? favor of the motion? It's unanimous, thank you. 9.3, policy 7, council and staff expenses. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve policy 7, council and staff expenses.
Seconded to that, Councilor Frehley. Are there any questions or comments on this item as was circulated previously? Councilor Johnson?
Under 7.5, under the definition of incidental, incidental travel, I'd like to suggest that we put a figure to that, a quantitative figure, versus just within our electoral boundaries. That way it doesn't discriminate those who have a larger district, or possibly you're even elected to a district that you don't live in.
CAO, would you be able to speak to that comment?
I'm trying to understand. Well, council travel to one's electoral district is being incidental to the district, and the duty to give this one to attach to the council directly to the district administration. And so you're requesting an amendment to.
Yeah, instead of just within one's district, we could put a figure in there like 50 kilometers or less would be classed as incidental travel and would not be expensable. Because he's in my area and District 6, you could travel almost as far to get to Liverpool and back within the district as you can to, you know, I find it difficult to think that I could travel further within my district and I only have to go 10 kilometers to be in District 6, and that's expendable. That was not within my jurisdiction.
Correct. Yeah. 50 kilometers seems very far. You probably wouldn't ever have a chance to go 50 kilometers in one district.
You can do it depending on where you live within the district. But I'm thinking 50 is kind of like the norm from the industry where I come from anyway.
Sure, if you want to add, it's just so to find to somebody who would go over 50 would be very rare, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Possible.
So we have a motion to amend?
Yes.
And Christine, do you have that captured? Thank you. Do we have a seconder for that amendment? Councilor Fisk? Discussion on the amendment? Councilor Fancy?
So if we're going to say 50 kilometers, we're talking about to and fro, right?
Round trip.
To the round trip. Not just like say would be so the 15 out, 15 back.
So I would suggest the wording then becomes all council travel within one's district under 50 kilometers is deemed incidental. Would that suffice?
Yes.
That's what I mean. Over that, if that becomes outside that.
Any other councilor have a comment or question on the amendment?
Under 50 return, right?
All these would apply to return.
Okay. Terrific.
Any other councilor? Are you ready for the question? So this is a vote on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment? It is unanimous. It isn't? Sorry. Those opposed? One opposed. So it's 7-1 in favor. So now we have an amended motion. Is there any discussion on the amended motion? Ready for the question on the amended motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the amended motion? Those opposed? It is again 7-1. Thank you. 9.4, policy 74, code of conduct for members of council and public committee members. Who would like to take the lead on 9.4? Councilor Fancy?
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve policy 74, code of conduct for members of council and public committee members.
And seconded for that, Councilor Frehley. Again, this one has been circulated to councilors with the package. Are there any questions on the this issue. Any ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? Raise your hands, thank you.
Mayor, I would declare confidentiality, please.
Thank you, Councilor Fisk. So we are at 9.5, renewal of fire and medical first response dispatch agreement. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Councilor Frill?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality enter into proposed 5-year fire and medical first response dispatch agreement with Valley Communications effective April 1st, 2018, and that the Mayor and Chief Administrative Officer be authorized to execute the agreement on Council's behalf.
Seconder for this motion? Councilor Johnson? When this item was circulated with the agenda, are there any questions on this item? Questions been called. All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Would someone please advise Councilor Fisk that he can return? Nothing under 10.0 engineering works this evening. Under 11.0 finance, we have 11.1 grants to organizations. We have a number of recommendations on the page before the last. And what we will do this evening, we will have a motion on each one of these recommended fundings. And I will ask if anyone should have a conflict of interest before we start. Anyone would have that, please advise and step over to Councilor Cameron. So, yes, Councilor Frill?
Excuse me, we're doing them individually. So
we're doing them individually.
So we can be here for all of them unless it's
a conflict of interest.
For that.
For that one. Okay. So there's going to be 20 recommendations tonight. Christine's going to love us. So, are we all on the recommendation page?
Mm-hmm.
And who would like to move the first one? Councilor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Friends of Hang Snow Society in the amount of $8,000 from its 2018-2019 grants to organizations and budgets.
Seconder to that? Councilor Fisk? Discussion on that item? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All in favor of the motion? I'm looking for hands in the air.
Okay.
It is unanimous. Thank you very much. The next one that follows, who would like to do that? Councilor Kelly?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens and Municipality provide grant funding to Liverpool International Theater Festival in the amount of $4,000 from 2018-19. Grants to organizations budgets.
Seconded for that? Councilor Kelly? Any questions or comments on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Who would like to do the next one? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Mersey Band Society in the amount of $1,000 from its 2018-2019 grants to organizations budgets.
Seconded. Councilor Fisk. Any questions on this issue? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Raise your hands. Thank you. Who would like to do the next? Councilor Cassie?
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality
provide grant funding to Milken Community Association in the amount of $500 for its 2018-2019 grants to organizations budget.
Seconded to that. Councilor Rutledge. Any questions or comments on this one? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. And the next one, Councilor Fancy.
Mm-hmm. I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Milken Heritage Society in the amount of $750 from its 2018-2019 grants to organization budget.
Seconded to that one? Councilor Fisk? Any discussion on this one? Councilor Johnson?
I just have a question of kind of clarification, I think, from the CAO. It states in the information that all required documentation was provided, but request does not meet grant criteria for program or event. And that shows up in several of these. My question is twofold. First of all, how do we determine that these groups get anything if it didn't meet the criteria? And second of all, when we respond to the people with the good news that they did receive something, are they going to be told where their application fell short of meeting our expectations?
So the report at the very beginning talked about a number of organizations didn't meet the criteria, and we don't think it was the intent of council to not allow those people to apply under the grant organization's application. I think it was simply the application of the criteria was sent out to the head of a program or an event, and several of them didn't apply. Like in this particular case, it wasn't for a program or event, it was for ongoing operating costs for the facility. So there's several of them that didn't meet that criteria. So when the committee reviewed them, we didn't think it was the intent of council to not allow those, because in the past we have funded those organizations, and there has been some previous discussion about this whole grant organization policy needs to rewrite, needs to be redone, clarified. And so rather than eliminate certain groups and say you weren't eligible, when in the past number of years they have received funding, then it wouldn't be a good situation for us to all of a sudden say that you're not eligible, or they've been getting funding in previous years. So rather than do anything that way this year, so we have a commission staff that will review that grant organization policy during the year this year to make sure when it comes back next year it's very clear. And in the meantime, we assessed all the basis of the merit of the application and didn't exclude anybody simply because they didn't provide an application for a program or an event, because we don't think that was council's strict intent to do that.
Any other questions or comments? Councilor Kelly?
Yeah, well, since we're on that subject, because there's not an opportunity for me to comment on the one from the Liverpool Curling Club, because there's not a recommendation, because obviously you decided not to give them any money, even though I think their criteria is exactly the same as the North Queens Medical Center, but we gave them money, and they were looking for money for operations that don't fall under this, so I don't understand that.
CAO?
Mr. Chairman, we have $50,000 to allocate. We went through based on the submissions that were provided to us, that people provided quality information and provided a strong argument for why they need the funding. Then the committee reviewed them and determined the allocation based on those requests. If the application was lacking information, or the application wasn't as strong as the other applications, then there was a number of that the committee decided at the time to recommend that they not receive funding. In that particular case, I think it was that they're eligible, they can apply to the recreation funding grant, the recreation grant, so there's still another opportunity for them to apply to that.
Will they be told that then?
They certainly will, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Any unanimous? Thank you. And the next one? Councilor Johnson?
I'd like to recommend that the Council, the Region of Queens Municipality, provide grant funding to the North Queens Board of Trade in the amount of $1,000 from the 2018-2019 grants to organizations.
Seconded to that? Councilor Fisk? Any discussion on this issue? Are you ready for the favor of the motion? That is unanimous, thank you. And who would take the lead on the next one? Councilor Johnson?
Okay, since it's in my backyard. That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the North Queens Farmers Market in the amount of $500 from its 2018-2019 Grants to Organizations Fund.
Seconded to that one? Councilor Freely? Any questions or comments on this one? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. So ready for the next one? Councilor Johnson?
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the North Queens Heritage Society in the amount of $750 from its 2018-2019 Grants to Organizations Fund.
Seconded. Councilor Fisk? Any discussion on this item? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous? Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I need to declare conflict for that.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor Johnson. Councilor Fisk, did you want to take the lead on this?
Yes, I do. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to North Queens Medical Center in the amount of $4,150 from its 2018-2019 Grants to Organizations budget.
Seconded to that, Councilor Fancy. Any questions or comments on this item? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I have a question regarding the fact that they probably would be using these funds toward the cost of replacing the new roof. If that's an understanding.
Correct.
So would they not qualify under the facilities grant that we have, or unless there's not enough money in their application, other than under the grant to organizations?
CAO?
They could, yes.
They could.
But there's no guarantee they would receive that funding.
Yes.
So we assessed it based on the merits of the application and whether it was appropriate for this one,
mm-hmm.
recognizing that that there is other opportunities available.
I forgot to ask, what is the total amount of all of these? So that's not up to 50,000.
Exactly 50,000.
It's exactly 50,000. So that, then
you guys. My accounting is right, it should be exactly 50,000.
Okay.
Councilor Kelly?
Yes, I'm confused. Why would they not be like the curling club? They didn't qualify for grants to organizations. They were eligible under another recreation grant, but this clearly, when we went through this last year, is that we would not entertain a grant to organization for replacing a roof because we clearly have a budget and a policy for grants for facilities which they could apply under. I don't understand why we would give, and that would mean that maybe that money, $4,150, could be given to some of those organizations that were actually asking for money for an event that didn't actually get it.
I would have Megan Roberts come to the presentation desk to help answer that as well.
So I can speak to the FDA, so that is the Facility Development Assistance, which is the one you're talking about. So we have two categories for that, which is our major and our minor. If they were to apply, it would be under the major, which would be a maximum of $5,000 that we would give, but that also is dependent on all the other applicants we have. So it's not to say that if they were to apply under that, that they would actually get the major, because I do have other people that are going to apply under that major. So then you have to assess all of the applications and decide who's going to get that major. If they didn't get the major, they would then be bumped down to a minor, and the maximum they can get is $1,500.
Okay, so they actually got the money that they wanted under this one. So say had your other applications for facility grants applied under this grant, they possibly could have got money under this, which they may not get under facilities. Is that what you're saying? They just happen to get lucky under this particular process that we're doing here to get covered for something that shouldn't be covered under grants to organizations.
I'm not sure
not an event or a program.
No, and as Councilor Johnson mentioned, a number of these don't meet the criteria that was established. And the criteria, like I said, we assess them on the merits. Because if we assess them based on the actual strict criteria that was established in the radical groups, half of them wouldn't qualify. And I don't think that was the intent of council, to disqualify probably half of the applicants that in the past year have always qualified and always gotten funding. So we assessed it based on the merits. Based on the application put forward, the evidence that was put forward, for all of them fairly and equally. And so we can't say, well, we won't fund them on this, but we'll fund them on recreation. That would be inappropriate to allocate someone else's department's funding without them having input into the process and without them having an understanding of what the other applications are. So we took the 20 applications we received, we went through them recognizing they had $50,000, and we allocated them what we thought was the fairest based on the applications that were presented, recognizing that if some of them were small amounts or small grant requests and they're a recreation type organization, then they would qualify in the recreation. I would have a difficult time providing grant under a recreation facility development for a medical center roof, because I don't think that would be appropriate to fund a medical center roof under a recreation facility program, and then compete with a community hall or a ball field or a playground or something like that. Would then come back and have a legitimate argument to say, why are you funding recreation under the recreation grants, things that have nothing to do with recreation?
That's the difference between sending the Liverpool Curling Club to the recreation grants, because there's two types, isn't there? There's a facilities one and recreation.
And they have submitted one under one of my recreation grants.
That's right, not facilities.
No, and Chris, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have my the submissions there, but I don't think they submitted for anything in particular. It was just in general.
I think that was in the report. They wouldn't qualify either because they didn't apply for a program or event. They just applied for funding to help offset their operating costs.
And they have already submitted that application under me to get their stick curling initiative off the ground. So that will be coming to council as well.
So am I to understand that the beginning of this use did say that this grants organization's policy will be revamped for next year?
Absolutely. Because the way we went through it, I'll say in public, it was ugly in order to figure out the criteria.
I said the same thing last year. I said, I will never do this again. And I can't believe we're here. You guys had to do it again, so we all feel the pain. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this from Councilor Mews?
I don't think we said that we couldn't put a fixed roofs under this fancy organization. Last year, some of the outfits did get put in to have roofs put on. I don't think we ever said not to get the roofs to be fixed.
And as staff, we have no documentation that suggests that.
No.
Policy of documentation, so it wasn't a consideration.
Are there any other comments or questions? Councilor Fancy?
Really, even the facility development doesn't fit. You know, it's like you said, it's a whole thing that needs to be revamped. How do you say putting on a roof is a part of facility development? It's repairs, so it needs to be updated to say what it's actually doing and what it's not doing.
Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Major.
I'd like to declare a conflict of interest.
Thank you. And would you send Gil back in?
We see a lot of us going back and forth.
That took a long time, Gil.
Councilor Kelly, would you like to take the lead on this?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Privateer Days in the amount of $10,000 from its 2018-2019 grants organization budget.
Second to that, Councilor Crisp. Any comments or questions on this one? Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you.
I got the next one, too.
Now, I have a question. Is Councilor Kerwick declaring a conflict on this one, or is it just on the Privateer Day?
Just Privateer Day. CJ QC Radio Society, QCCR, in the amount of $1,000 from its 2018-2019 grants to organizations budget.
Second to that? Councilor Chris? Any discussion or question on this? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. The next one, Queens County Fair Association, who would like to take the lead on this, Councilor Johnson?
Okay, I'd like to recommend that Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Queens County Fair Association in the amount of $10,000 for its 2018-2019 grants to organizations budget.
Seconded by Councilor Chris. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Thank you, it's unanimous. The next one, Queens County Museum. Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Queens County Museum in the amount of $5,000 from its 2018-2019 grant to organizations budget.
Seconded to that motion? Councilor Kelly? Any discussion on this issue? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Councilor Kelly, are you in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. The next one, Queens Learning Network. Councilor Kelly?
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Queens Learning Network in the amount of $1,000 from its 2018-2019 grants to organizations budget.
Seconded to that, Councilor Crowe. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Councilor Crowe. Thank you. It's unanimous. The next one is the South Queens Chamber of Commerce. Councilor Crowe.
I so move that the Council of Region Queens Municipality provide grant funding to South Queens Chamber of Commerce in the amount of $600 from its 2018-19 grants to organization budget.
Seconded to that? Deputy Mayor McBride? Any discussion? Councilor Fisk? Do you have a discussion?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no discussion. Are you ready for the question?
No, I have a question.
Councilor Kelly?
Yeah. This one, they were asking for funding. Let me just find it. They were asking for funding for the South Queens Chamber of Commerce for their Christmas on the Mersey. Don't we fund that in some other way in the past?
Not that I'm aware.
They had a late request last year. I think it was funded separately because they missed grants to organizations.
And do you remember that we funded the total amount for them for Christmas on the Mercy?
I don't have an amount in my memory that we did. Maybe Heather or Heather Cookman.
We funded the full amount, which was approximately almost $3,000.
Any other questions, comments, Councilor Fisk?
I might be mistaken. Didn't Reynolds Farm save the fort that built that? The Virgin portion? Or Christmas?
Fireworks in the
portion. Pardon?
Portion
of it.
Yeah. Any more discussion on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. The next one is the Southwest Noble Advisory Fair Reserve Association. Councilor Johnson?
Can I just ask a question of our CAO?
Certainly.
I sit on this board as a member of council. Am I in conflict?
No, if you're appointed by council, I'm not in conflict. Okay, thank you.
So who would like to move this? Councilor Fisk?
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens provide grant funding to Southwest Nova Fire Sphere Reserve Association in the amount of $500 from its 2018-2019 grant association organization budget.
Seconded to that? Seconded to that. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. And the last one, any change? Councilor Kelly?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to the Winds of Change Youth Theater Group in the amount of $750 from its 2018-2019 grant organization's budget.
Seconded to that? That's unanimous. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. That's the last one of those, Christine.
And for the record, it wasn't 20, it was 18, I believe.
Oh.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
That took about the same amount of time last year.
Oh, you did a good job.
Oh.
The opening remarks.
Not in council, probably in the committee it did.
So under 11.0 finance, we've handled the grant organization. We'll move on to 12.0 recreation and community facilities. I'll ask Megan if she'd like to come forward. We have 12.1, Queens Place Mirror Center Advisory Committee Terms of Reference. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Absolutely.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the draft terms of the reference for the Queens Place of Mayor Center Board of Directors effective July 1st, 2018, and the advertisements and recruitment for the board members begin immediately.
Yes.
So,
this is amazing.
Any discussion on this issue? It's been circulated. Do you have any questions or comments? Councilor Kelly?
Are the existing members of the advisory council allowed to apply as board members?
Absolutely.
Okay. How does it sit with the youth board member or advisory committee member at the moment?
She's been involved in the entire process. Whether she chooses to apply or not, I can't speak to that. We've asked them to come to our next meeting in May with just kind of discussion around whether people are interested in remaining on the committee or reapplying for the committee, I should say,
so
or not.
Everybody reapplies and they get, yeah, there's not like a, no, they don't get first dibs or anything like that,
no,
do they? Everybody
no.
get, everyone gets assessed and
assessed on the merits of their application, correct,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but when it came to youth, what my concern was is in, I can't pick it out right away here, but what you wanted for a background for a board member, obviously more than a committee member to be a board member, but I'm not sure how many youth would actually have that kind of experience or background in order to be a board member. Do you think there should be another criteria for youth members?
I think you could look at something different. I think the youth we have on the committee right now is excellent. She contributes incredibly to the committee. She understands exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
She uses the facility and she understands it. So if she were to remain, I can't speak for her. But
I'm thinking for others.
Yep.
She's exceptional, and if there were other members, youth members that wanted to come forward, would they feel comfortable based on what I'm saying? Would they feel comfortable based on the criteria that's set out in the terms of reference? Would they feel like they were qualified to be on that board?
I think youth representation is important, and I think they have something to add to every decision. And I think as long as they're part of the conversation and they're understanding what's going on, which I think they would be, I don't see it as a problem,
right.
Personally. But again, I can't speak.
No,
I can't speak.
You would encourage,
yeah.
Regardless of the criteria, though,
mm-hmm.
you would encourage youth members to come forward.
Oh my gosh, if I had more than one youth that came forward, I would absolutely want more than one youth on it.
Is there a criteria for this board to have one youth member?
Ideally, we would want to have a youth on the committee, obviously.
But it's not set as a criteria that one must be a youth member.
No, because you don't want to say we're not going to move forward with the board of directors just because there wasn't
okay.
a youth, but absolutely, you know, a priority would be given as one of those spots be given to a youth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Deputy Mayor McBride?
know Megan would probably do this anyway, but when you put your advertisement of board members, you can specify that he's very interested and he needs to be interested in that.
For sure, yep.
Any other questions or comments? Councilor Johnson?
One of the things I didn't notice in here, something that we dealt with early on when we were trying to recruit a member from North Queens, was reimbursement for travel. And I wonder if that's something that should be included or whether it's just going to be understood. And we could use the same guidelines just to give the council the 50 kilometers or less.
I mean, I can't speak to that. It wasn't in the previous terms reference. It was an understanding made with the committee member when they were put on it. So perhaps CAO?
Would you like to comment on that?
I'm looking for the expense policy we just approved, because it should include volunteers on committees.
Oh, okay.
But certainly, any member that's a volunteer member of the committee would pay their expenses if it's travel, even if it's in the district, because they don't go by electoral district.
Sure.
So we would pay their travel, whatever that travel number is, plus any meal they incur, any training expenses they incur, absolutely.
It's good as long as understood.
Yes.
We went through a little bit of a hiccup.
For sure.
Trying to get the representative on the board.
Yeah. It's not on the expense one, but I think we have another policy that talks about volunteers on committees.
Mm-hmm.
I think in there it said that we fully reimburse all their expenses.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? Mm-hmm. Raise your hand. Seven. Under 12.2, termination of lease with Fishery Safety Association of Nova Scotia, we would like to take the lead on this. Councilor Mewis?
So move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality provide notice from Fishery Safety Association of Nova Scotia subject to Section 9A of the lease agreement between Region of Queens Municipality and Fishery Safety Association of Nova Scotia, handed into on August 20th, 2014, that the Region of Queens Municipality, that it will terminate the lease between the parties effective April 30th.
Seconded by Councilor Fisk. And we have any questions on this item? Councilor Kelly?
Yeah, can I understand why did they want to terminate the lease in the first place? Do we know?
Did
they find other permits?
No, so they have satellite offices for their head offices in Halifax, and then they have satellite offices. The gentleman who was running the one here, Stuart, he retired in June. The director is now based out of Halifax, and they have offices in Yarmouth now currently. And they haven't been using our space just because she works out of Halifax and they didn't replace his position specifically. So they haven't been there, they've been there, I'm going to say, five times, maybe, since he retired, so they weren't using the space. And this is actually, I think, the second time that they've asked.
So we terminated their lease ahead of time, ahead of the 5 years, but then we encouraged them, the tenant, to sublease the space in order to continue using the space? Well, I don't understand what that means.
I can't speak to that because I didn't do that.
CAO?
There was a discussion, my understanding, there was a discussion based on some emails I reviewed that they wanted to terminate the lease. And the discussion was that we agreed to terminate the lease, but in that same email said, is there any way you can sublease it out to somebody else so we can continue to receive revenue? And the tenant said no.
Oh.
And so they simply walked away.
Okay.
And we had already committed to terminate the lease.
Exactly.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Councilor Frelick?
So my question from this morning, when we were in budget talks, I was trying to understand fully that we are now out there looking for another tenant. We are going to put it out to tender, is the way I understand, to bring another tenant in. Is that correct?
Yeah.
If I may. I haven't signed any yet until it's approved, but it would be my intention to try to find a leasable tenant for that space. So it would be a prime if we can find a so we'll put it out for the RFP or for lease or whatever here shortly, hopefully, with the hope that we can find something that will be compatible use, like physiotherapy, massage therapist, something like that, that will be compatible use. And then if we can't find a suitable use or suitable tenant, then we'll have to look for alternative uses for that particular property. But our first goal and objective was to try to get that revenue back that we're going to lose from this as our first step.
In the budget this morning, it's showing zero.
It shows zero because we're not anticipating.
Because we don't have it. That was the point of the question. Thank you.
Councilor Johnson?
Could there also be an opportunity there maybe for a sporting goods company? Maybe it would even help us with the budget item we discussed earlier around rentals of equipment, and they could do their purchase and sales there as well, or can we put a commercial establishment?
Anybody that has money in their pocket will take and lease it to them as long as it's not something that goes against the nature and of a public facility that's on a health related. So we won't limit it, like just said, like something like massage therapy, physiotherapy would be a good mix, but if somebody else comes forward with a commercial, another type of commercial enterprise, certainly would absolutely entertain.
Challenge is an opportunity. Any other councillor have a comment or question? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Megan. I would ask our planner, Mike McBride, to come forward. Under 13.1, we have rezoning to the Gorham School property. So would you like to put the lead on this one? Councilor Johnson?
I'd like to recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to amend to the Region of Queens Municipality land bylaw use, which would see, one, rezoning of bid number 7001826 and 7002800 from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3, and two, rezoning of PID numbers 7001817, 7024601, and 7024679 from institutional LI1 the multiple unit residential R3, and that a public hearing be held on May 8, 2018 in the council chambers of the municipal building, 249 White Point Road in Liverpool at 8:45 a.m., and that prior to the public hearing, the property purchaser provide council with details on the proposed residential development, including but not limited to a detailed site plan, building design drawings, number of units, sidewalks, and landscaping, and that all costs associated with the amendment process be borne by purchaser of land, Gregory Thomas.
Seconder to that? Councilor Kelvin? Mike, would you like to give us a brief update on this item?
Sure. As you're all aware, back in January, Council approved entering into a purchase and sale agreement for the sale of the lands known as the former Gorham School properties located on Brunswick Street and Bazant Street in Liverpool. The intent of this sale was to accommodate development of a multiple unit residential housing development on the lands. So under the land use bylaw, the current regulations have two of the properties zoned as restricted residential R1 and the remaining three parcels zoned as institutional I1. The proposed use of the lands by the purchaser would necessitate a rezoning to the multiple unit residential R3 zone. So council, I guess, in the past has always deemed these properties as a good potential for multiple unit residential housing, and council includes policy within its planning strategy to look at other areas and developers for new multiple unit residential housing development and to facilitate rezoning to accommodate these developments. So. So I guess a condition of the purchase and sale was, I guess, in protecting the interests of the municipality to ensure that development actually occurs on the property. A condition of purchase and sale was that the developer was to initiate construction within 1 year of purchasing the lands. So the land transaction is scheduled to close at the end of May, and the purchaser has requested of the region that that it initiate a rezoning process to the R3 in the interest of trying to save some time, which he can initiate that construction within the 1 year time frame. So to try to speed up the development of the properties. So so the request is to for council, as current owners of the property, to initiate that process. The Planning Advisory Committee met last night to discuss this this proposed rezoning, and it was the general consensus of the committee that that this property as a multiple or a higher density residential development is certainly a good use of the property. However, there was some apprehension with the limited information of the type of development that was going to be occurring on the property and how that was going to affect the existing low density residential housing development that's in the area. So the committee felt that that the residents of the neighborhood ought to have the opportunity to view what is being proposed for the site and to make comment on the proposal. So so there was a number of questions that were posed by the committee as to what the actual structural development will look like, what the buildings will look like, the total number of units that are being proposed for the site. The site is 4 acres in area. It's a good sized parcel given the location within Liverpool. What type of landscaping components are going to be incorporated into the development? Are there going to be upgrades to sidewalks to facilitate the new development and the new residents that will reside there? So, so having some of these details prior to the public hearing, it was the feeling that it would benefit both council and the public in discussion around the request to rezone. So they requested some of those items be included as part of the recommendation to council for consideration.
Any comments or questions of councilors on this item? Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed? And 7-1 it passed. Thank you, Lynn. Moving on, under 14.0 reports, we have no reports tonight. Under 15.0 other, we have 15.1 Union of Nova Scotia Municipalities 2018 UNSM priorities. And this was circulated to councilors prior to the meeting. UNSM has indicated that they are working on some issues, such as issues pertaining to municipal funding, the assessment cap, physician recruitment, internet connectivity, and roads. And those are being worked on as we speak. They have provided us with 10 items that they would like us to consider on a priority basis and reduce this list of 10 to 5 as our preferred 5 to go to UNSM for them to receive from all the other municipal units and try and determine which 5 of the 10 will be progressed forward. So I'm sure everyone's had a chance to read all of these and rate them all ahead of council meeting tonight. So I could very quickly just take your numbers of which ones you'd like. Has everyone had a chance to look these over and select 5 of the 10?
Will you get my list?
I got you. Okay. It might be easier to eliminate a couple that we know aren't on the radar first, and then.
No.
Some of these issues are issues that the Region of Queens has looked after quite well in the past and don't seem to be an issue for STEM to be running off and doing this work in duplication for what we've already accomplished is an issue.
Number four, I think we have a problem with number four for sure.
The REN model is something that we have an issue with, and I expect that there are other areas that have had problems with the REN. The CAO has suggested perhaps which ones we do not require UNSM to take action on. I'll stick my neck out and say that number two, cannabis legislation, we're going to be following the federal and the provincial government's legislation and recommendations through regulations, so we're going to have to follow what they do.
Yeah.
Is there a willingness of council to discard number two on cannabis legislation?
Yes.
So having said that, we can remove number two. I'll jump down to number six. Immigration is certainly a need for immigrants. I don't know how well Queens is retaining immigrants. Not my expertise. I know that many families from foreign countries will move to an area and then after a brief period of time will move to a larger center where they have more individuals that can speak their language if they're not speaking English as a first tongue. Is there any comment of council on the priorities of this, Councilor Crowley?
Well, the reason they're leaving is we don't have the proper structure set up for them. So if we continue to avoid it, we will never get immigrants here, because we look to our neighbors in Lunenburg County, they're doing amazing with immigrants. And they bring in a whole host of different technology and different work skills and culture. So that would remain number one or two for me.
What's the will of other councils on this?
Just to clarify, this is what we want UNSM to work on. So do we think UNSM is best positioned to help us with immigration? I would suggest no, but certainly we need to spend some time and effort on working on that absolutely locally.
I agree.
I just don't think UNSM is going to help us with immigration. Because the policies, the funding, all the rules are in place. I'm not sure what else they can do for us.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. Really what we're going to do, but wouldn't, if they discuss it, wouldn't it give a bigger priority for all of our discussion?
Well, they're going to look at putting together a policy and taking it to the province and having a discussion on that. Is it going to be something that we're supportive of? I have no idea at this point because I haven't seen it. But is it a benefit to the region of Queens to have them intercede on our behalf to forward that? I'd ask Councilor Kelly.
Do we feel like that, I mean, usually when UNSM gets involved, it's because whatever the province has going on, it's failing in pushing those forward or floundering in its policies to make these things happen or quickly enough or whatever it is to actually suit what it was meant to do? Is that what's happening with immigration? Or do you think it needs a push from UNSM? Because they'll push things because rural community or municipalities aren't getting the service from these policies or grants or whatever happens to be from the provincial government?
I don't think that's the case at all. I think the province is doing a very good job
okay.
of getting our allocation of immigration into Nova Scotia.
Okay.
I think there's lots of programs out there. I think part of our difficulty is getting employers to understand that the regulations are there. I know I've worked with some people before in this immigration file, and the immigration rules are such that if you have a company and you need a bunch of employees, like the Valley makes great use of it for farming purposes,
right.
that you bring in a significant number of immigrants, you have to look after them.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of employees that I've dealt with in the past have said, I need immigrants to continue my business, but I don't want the responsibility for housing them and looking after them, make sure they don't get in trouble, making sure they're doing whatever they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So that's part of the challenge. For that. So I think the biggest issue for us is making sure our business sector understands the immigration policy is there. There's funding available to bring in people that have skilled trades. There's an opportunity for us to bring in people who have come through the economic stream. stream who actually have money and want to set up a business. So I think everything's there. I just think we haven't as a community taken advantage of it as much. And if we bring in, as Councilor Freilich said, if we bring somebody in, we have supports here to help them, whether it's language barriers, whether it's just being a friendly, welcoming community and supporting them with a change of lifestyle, depending on where they're coming from, and to make sure they have the opportunity to be successful here as opposed to coming in and setting up a business or coming in and being employed somewhere and then not having friends or community people to support them. And so they all go to Help Acts.
Right.
And that's typically what happens across Canada. They go to MTV, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, because that's where the majority of them are. So the difficulty is getting a good basic set, supporting them, working with them, and then we can attract more. But until we get a good basis and have structure in place to support them, then that'll be a challenge for us.
Councilor Krill?
Okay. I just want to say, I was at a conference once before with USMN, and I was kind of shocked because they kind of just said the same thing you said, that immigrants were here to work in the fields. We're not talking that. We should never be talking that. We should talk about immigrants who are RNs, who are doctors, who are some of the greatest nurses we have in Queens County, are from the Philippines. So I think maybe it's an eye-opener for them to think about it differently. So I would still say that it's one of my priorities just to have them look at it differently, because until they start looking at it differently, we're always going to be referring to immigrants as field workers, and that's so not the case. So
and I just use that as an example.
No, I know.
Certainly,
I was in a room where everybody was talking that language, and there was.
And that's,
I
that's,
actually got
that's
a
old one. School is not the way it is now. Most of them are coming in on the economic sector. And I can share with you my old job in the Tri-County School Board from Baking, Darwin, and Shelburne. They have the highest number of international students per capita in the province. And we had the exact same discussion. Is they're here as a student at a high school. How do we get to keep them here? Once we treat them well, we look after them well. And one of the challenges was they're not eligible for community college because they're an international student. Community colleges are only eligible for Nova Scotia people. And so if we have somebody here that wants to go into the trades, they're an international student, they're not allowed. Unless there's absolutely no other program or people from Nova Scotia. So it's things like that we need to work on with government to open those opportunities up. Because it's much easier to get, if they're already here as a student, to treat them well. And I know Councillor McLeod has had a number of international students. Much easier to treat them well and keep them to stay, or if they come to Halifax or other places for university, but it is to track them from the start. So that's, I think, where I think we need to do is the economic stream, but also for some of those students that are coming, get them to be treated well here so they want to stay.
But don't you think if we don't make it a priority, then that sends the wrong message to what they're asking?
I mean, I'll be different. I just don't think UNSM is going to do a lot for us. I think we've got to do that ourselves. But
yeah,
I
agree with both sides.
So let's just park that one and come back to it for a minute. The next one I had on my note is number 7, Municipal Modernization, Municipal Government Act Revisions. The province is holding meetings all through Nova Scotia. Municipal councils are invited. I was invited to attend one. Chris was at the same one. And I have a concern that although they didn't talk amalgamation, they were basically thinking amalgamation, and be it amalgamation of municipalities or sharing services without using the word amalgamation. I don't know what benefit UNSM would be in that world cheerleading on that effort when municipal leaders are going to be at the table discussing this. I'm a bit lost as to why they're even thinking about that. And I don't know, Chris, do you want to add something to that?
No, they'll get in trouble. I think UNSM is pushing more money for small towns that are unsustainable. And as long as they continue to do that, it just means the larger ones like us, regionals or other municipalities, are going to subsidize those smaller ones that can't survive. So we saw it today with the announcement for infrastructure. They're going to fund small communities at 60%. So we're going to be penalized because we're a larger municipality. Rather than going to fund extra money. probably should, any smaller ones can't survive on their own. But they're going to provide those monies to prop them up, and I think the UNSM has a thought process that that's great for them. They want to prop up the little municipalities, because the more municipalities they have, we have in the province, the more money they're going to generate from the registration fees and from membership fees.
Councilor McLeod, I hear you.
Well, I was just going to refer to number 9. Were you going down to each one of these?
I was taking,
Number 7.
Okay,
7.
Well, I'll wait till we get to 9.
Okay, so, the council thinks?
Yes. The big push was to get rid of the villages, wasn't it? At one particular time, that, and I thought UNSM was really pushing at that, saying, we don't want the villages, we want them to change and be done. So, and I know the villages were pushing back. So, where are they with that?
I shouldn't say from media, but there was one or two municipalities that had a number of villages that were pushing to get rid of villages. And the rest of them just went along with it, because most of us don't have villages. And so it got put in that provincial report, and then the villages, of course, were outraged that they were suggested being eliminated, and they didn't want to vote at one point discussed. And my understanding is the province isn't going anywhere near that anymore.
Okay.
And so we have 21 or 22 villages, and we'll continue to have 21 or 22 until we go through this process of amalgamation, unification, whatever people want to call it. At the end of the day, it's regional government. So we can only do that. So.
Okay.
So on number 7, I think you've heard my opinion, for what it's worth, and the CAO. So we want to discard number 7, and does someone want to retain number 7? Are we in agreement to cut it? Number 7, we're going to move. Moving to number 8, municipal planning standards, regional planning. They want to get into the planning structure. We've been doing that since 2009. We've got a review coming up under our municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw. We're going to be doing this. Do we want UNSM to spend their time on this or something else? Councilors have a thought?
No, I'm good.
Can we discard number 8? Number 9, solid waste system, extended producer responsibility for the garbage and solid waste. We have a landfill facility which runs well. We do source separate at a larger percentage than most other municipal units. We're on the same page as others when it comes to reducing waste and recycling. I don't know if, at this point in time, UNSM is going to take a bigger effort than the solid waste area facility, like Region 6. I don't know if they're going to do any more than the province, or Region 6 is going to do more. So, Councilor McLeod?
There have been discussions in the past about extended producer responsibility, and they haven't really come to any conclusion. There's been workshops and sessions. And the extended producer responsibility are the ones that produce the garbage that we have to deal with. And that is packaging and paper and all those other things. So I guess, and I stand to be corrected, but I understand that they were probably going to give monies to municipalities to help them deal with the garbage that they produce. And that was the intent of the extended producer responsibility. Am I right, Chris?
That's correct. So Presently there's a dairy amount of money we get every year for the dairy industry.
Yep.
So the dairy industry is doing it now. They're providing us a certain amount of funding every year.
Yep.
In order to compensate for the amount of dairy products that we have to recycle in the system. There's been many discussions with other large companies who have agreed that, yes, they should be good stewards of the environment, and they should be paying, and they have agreed in other provinces.
Mm-hmm.
But in Nova Scotia, there seems to be a lack of trust between municipalities and the province that we put in place. And my understanding is the province won't put it in place until all municipalities agree, and some municipalities are refusing to agree because they may lose out. So if you're not to pick on somebody, but if you're They make up their own type of recycling system and their own collection of cups and packages that they have. And so some of the other municipalities in the province are scared that they're going to lose employees because they're going to have less business from some of these companies that make them do it themselves. I'm not worried about that. If somebody else is going to come in and do it, you're going to have the same employees or more employees because they're going to have the same amount of waste they have to deal with. But my understanding is the province doesn't want to do it unless all municipalities agree. And up until this date, all the municipalities haven't agreed because some of them have a trust issue between themselves and the province as to what this is going to look like going forward in the future. But some other provinces are doing it and doing it quite well. And the big companies like Johnson & Johnson and Nielsen or all those big companies, they're already providing money to municipalities and other parts of the country.
And it might also be, like you talked about adding the five, there's been discussions about adding a fee onto the takeout cups and that sort of thing. This would be a way for them to be responsible for the waste that they create through the products that they're selling. And where we're trying to, and the litter has been a big issue. You know, so, you know, somebody's got, we don't have any money for the litter cleanup. We don't have anything. But this might be a way that we could contribute, or they could contribute for the waste that we have to handle and deal for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that should be a priority.
Yeah.
So you want to keep number 9 as such as a keeper?
Yeah.
And number 10, police services. Well, I guess they're looking to find ways to address the police services and expanding and increasing costs. If they can reduce our RCMP costs,
that would be good.
In Queens, then it would be benefit of number 10.
Yeah.
Number 10. What's your thought on number 10? Police service.
Yep. So we got 1, 5, 9, 10. That's 4. One more, come back.
So we'll go back to number 1.
Yes.
Any friendly places for seniors?
Yes.
Yes.
We don't even need to discuss it.
Yes.
No.
It's priority.
Number 1's priority. Number 4, code of conduct.
Number three,
excuse me, code of conduct. Do we want UNSM working on the code of conduct as a priority?
No.
Expertise sitting at the table.
So we discard number 3? Am I hearing a yes? We discard
yes.
Number
3. Sure.
Number 4, economic development. The REN model was developing across most of the provinces, but there remains major challenges in their economic viability. There is work to be done to better support the RENs and to identify further tools to facilitate economic growth.
Yes.
Okay.
Not the REN, it's about
support backup. Support backup to improve the RENs.
Improve the RENs.
I'd like them to add.
I'd like to develop REN.
We're talking about money.
Economic and the last two, you gotta pick one or the other.
That's it. We got 1, 4, 5, 9, 10.
So we picked 5.
Yep.
We took out 6.
Housing. No, 6. We did, didn't we?
6 we left in the region.
Right now you have 1, 4, 9, and 10.
1, 4, 5. 5. Housing. We said did we say housing?
Well, we could
have skipped forward on housing. But housing should be one.
Yeah,
1, 4, 5, 9, and 10. Okay, so 6 is that
immigration. Just that easy.
Well, that's why I asked.
Does it matter that it's
1, 4? We've got 1, 4, 9, and 10. So the question comes.
5. Did you say 5?
Is it going to be
could
number
have
5 or number 6? That you see
5.
5 is 7.
5.
Housing has to stay, does it not?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Piece that's missing there is the quality piece, and they mention that in their proposal.
Take 6 out. No longer have a
So we ended up recommending 1, 4, 5, 9, and 10.
Can we just look, what's number eight? What's this minimum planning standard?
So some places in Nova Scotia don't have planning.
Okay.
Don't have land use bylaws. And this is a move to mandate and require everybody in the province to have a minimum standard. So it doesn't affect us really, because we have extensive planning throughout the municipality, throughout everywhere. So some don't. So this would require them to put in place planning standards.
Okay, this got nothing to do with minimum standards on.
Not houses or anything.
Houses or rents or anything like that.
So we can move on then to fifteen